Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
There's no place the teddy bear would rather be than vibing here in the zone of LOTO Radio on a magnificent Friday afternoon. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. And thank you for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. Lord have mercy. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Lauren Chase. Thank you, my love, for joining us yesterday. And remember, family, be sure to get her new hit single, So Glad You're Here, available on Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Tidal, Deezer, and for those who are a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, today's artist by like gifted vocalist, Lord have mercy, BB, new EP, Is That All Right? So what we're going to do is be like GTE, bring good things to light, and reach out and touch it. We can get on the line.
Hello?
Good afternoon. May I speak with BB, please?
This is she.
BB, this is Teddy Bear from The Zone. How are you doing this afternoon, my love?
I am good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us today. And congratulations on your new EP.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is truly all mine. All the people are tuning in. We're streaming live via iHeartRadio and also on Spotify, iTunes, and Apple. And young lady, you definitely do have a certain je ne sais quoi about you. I love your voice. You have a very soulful voice. I must ask, the concept of the EP, is that all right? Can you tell the listeners, give the listeners a little bit more insight on the making of the new EP?
Well, I definitely can. To be honest, I'm 22. I'm a young woman, and I'm in college. I guess from high school when I got out, so now, you know, I've been through my share, you know, dating, relationships and stuff like that. So really, those songs are mostly pulling from those experiences. And then the title track is one that I wrote more recently. And it's about a different kind of love to me, but it's still a love song. It's about, I feel like, choosing to be and give out love as opposed to, you know, just focusing so much on the relationship, because love, giving it out in general, is so needed, I feel like, and it's really important. And when people show me love, I know that it makes a difference for me, and I like to do that back when I can. So that song is more about being that. But yeah,
you know what I find interesting is that you said I'm 22, and of course we're still learning about ourselves. We're still on this journey, self-discovery on who I am and where I fit in this small world.
For you,
I find it very refreshing that you've been able to implement your experiences, your life experiences, into your music, because I know that can be somewhat very challenging to show that level of transparency, to let people know, hey, this is what I've experienced, because there are other young ladies that have gone through the same experiences that you have. What does that mean to you when you get that kind of feedback and say, you know what, I'm really vibing with your music? That's the same exact thing that I've actually went through recently through a relationship.
Yeah. To me, that's like the biggest compliment. I started doing music because I heard a song and it really made me feel a way, and I just connected to it. And I was like, dang it, I want to do that. So when I hear that I've done that, that's the biggest compliment to me, because that's why I love music, and I think that's why it's something that people we love and we share, because we are able to hear things that maybe we're not able to say out loud to ourselves, or maybe just knowing that someone else is going through the exact same thing, and just hearing a voice and a melody to it, it brings comfort. So that's the biggest compliment to me.
Now, I want to give kudos to my staff because they had sent me a video of you actually performing.
Oh, really?
And,
oh, wow.
Thanks, and I'm
staff.
We on the job. I have to make sure. We got to make sure, is it live or is it memorized? Yes, Lord. And I must say that you put every ounce of your soul in your music. I mean, it definitely resonates through your vocals. Do you find that somewhat therapeutic when you have an opportunity to sing, and as you said earlier, to connect with an audience?
Oh, definitely. It's my favorite. Small intimate performances and live ones with my band are my favorite, just because there's something, seeing a video is one thing, but being in a room and being close to people and being able to really feel and be able to share how you feel, I do that through my voice. And, you know, that's just how I'm able to get it out. But being able to have people literally feel the vibrations of my voice in the room, hear whatever rasp or whatever heavy or lightness that I have in it or on it or in me, being able to share that it's so therapeutic. It brings a calmness to me, a peacefulness to me. It's really like a transcendent thing, because I often will perform and not even remember what the performance was like. People will ask me, how did you, or you know, how do you feel about, I'm like, well, how do I feel about what exactly? Let me watch it back, and then I can get back to you, because generally I just don't remember, because I'm being moved, and I'm moving with everyone else.
What I wanted to know, and I know everybody has this certain quality about them, as far as, again, self-discovery, what mm-hmm. have you learned about yourself over the past year that you didn't realize?
I realized just that I can make it happen. Anything that I really, really want to make happen, I do. So if there was anything that I never got done or something that I felt like I couldn't accomplish, it's simply because I didn't want it bad enough. Because, I mean, this EP, I dropped it on August 8th, but my original release date was May. And I pushed past the frustrations or the set expectations that I had, and just continued to move with it. And being able to do that, I find, is how a lot of times we're able to see certain things through, because anything that you really want to accomplish or that you really want to do, it's just not that easy. It's not, like, you know, simply handed to you. So just my determination, I guess I have a little grit, because I was very specific about how I wanted things, and everything from the images to, I picked every track for the song. Just, I was in all of it. So learning that I had the power to put my foot down and really speak up and say what I wanted to see, and to have it be able to translate how it has, been really mind-blowing.
Without question. I mean, it's definitely a beautiful experience to have that level of control of the creative process. I think that's always one of the things that I've always expressed to a lot of independent artists. I said, yeah, you don't have the machine, but at the same time, you haven't sold your soul, and you have your creative intuition on how you want to be as far as looked upon as an artist, not just right. as a quote unquote piece of meat. I want people to respect me as an artist. Now, speaking exactly. of respect, now I must say you blessed us with an EP. We got a couple of slices of cheesecake. And I appreciate it. Teddy Bear loves cheesecake. Yes, he does. What can we expect as far as an album? I'm talking about maybe anywhere between 7 to 8 tracks from you.
Oh, well, I actually have quite a few projects coming up. There's actually 2 albums in that. So one will be, I literally had this creative push, and I was just able to, thank God, I was able to just be able to continue to roll out ideas. And so I have one coming up, another BB EP, but then, an album. But then I also am planning on doing an album, BB and the Neo Souls, which is my band. We play live music together. Like, we play my music, and we do soulful versions of covers, but it's a band of really amazing artists, and there's no reason why we can't come up with our own special concoction. So we're working on that, and that is actually the project that I am working on now.
It's a beautiful vein. We can bring that wasabi together in the studio, creating magic. Lord have mercy. And for those who were tuning in late, shame on you, but the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We've been joined live by the incredibly talented BB, and one of my favorite tracks on the EP is I Want Ya. Yes, Lord. Tell the listeners out there about that particular single from the new EP.
So that song came from me. I wrote it early in 2018, and that was me at a point in, I guess, like I said, my dating life or my experience with relationships, where I was able to kind of see what I want, call it out, and go for that. Because I feel like, you know, when you're first starting out, it's easy to get swept up in, you know, just relationship craziness and figuring it all out. So once you get to a point where you know what you will and won't accept and what you do and don't like, I felt like I was at a point where I'm like, okay, this is me being able to assert what I want and who that person was at the time.
So it is written, so it shall be done. Let's get into it. Some new music from BB, of course, from the new EP. Is That All Right? With I Want You, here in the Zone of LOTL Radio.
I want you. never felt more alive. It's like a natural, supernatural high. The energy flowing between us, baby, it's all fine. See, I've tried so many times, and I haven't been a kicking you right. And now that I've found you, I'm shopping to a
I want you, of course, from the EP. Lord have mercy, is that all right? From BB, and she's here vibing with us here in the zone of LOT Radio. I wanted to ask, you know, every artist that I've had the pleasure of conversing with and knowing over the years, being in relationships and also having a professional career can be very challenging, trying to balance both, because music is the first and foremost important thing. That's your, you know, that's your muse. That's the best way to use that avenue to communicate and reach so many people. In this endeavor, people that you thought were your friends, are they still with you? Or have you found out, have you been able to separate the ones that are really there for you as a person and the ones that were just there because they thought they could get something from you?
I feel like as I have evolved, like I said, some of these songs are very old. So the oldest song is from high school. I was getting ready to graduate. I was about 17 years old. So from high school through college, I feel like those people have kind of separated themselves. I haven't really had to do much, but stay true to who I am and just make sure that I was keeping track of what I wanted and figuring out the best possible way to do that. So people who, you know, weren't with it, you know, did their own thing. And the people who, you know, have been supportive and have seen me through that continue to do that. And I've been blessed that that's been most of the people I've come across. So
it can be somewhat challenging remaining grounded when you have people constantly telling you how great you are. My goodness, you sing wonderful. You're this and you that. How do you remind, I mean, what people do you have in your inner circle to remind you, hey, look, we know that you're BB the performer, but you're also Brianna first. What people have kind
of
helped you?
My family. My whole family. My mama. Jesus. My mother. She ever since I was young, I would maybe play her a song on the piano or play and sing something, and she would definitely clap. And, oh, she always celebrated me at every performance. She brings me flowers. However, she always, like, lets me know that whatever greatness that, you know, I have put out or whatever, first of all, I never got to any of it by myself. It was first through the grace of God, and then through her and my family's cultivation, and then everyone else around me, and then I'm just a vessel for that. And then she always reminds me that it's kind of been expected. Like, did you not expect to be great? Are these things a surprise to you? She never asks if they are or if they should be. So she definitely never lets my head get too big. And then after all of those, you know, crazy relationship times, I have settled into a very, almost like a perfect partner. Super okay. supportive. It's very healthy. And he always keeps me grounded and just reminds me of who I am and why I really, you know, do the things that I do. So, yeah.
It's definitely, again, and I'm redundant when I say a beautiful experience, because when you have someone that you know that cares about you as
yeah.
a person, and they separate the quote-unquote, the glitz and the glamour of the industry, it's like, wow, I know no matter what I go through, they're there for me. They care about me. It's so rare to get that kind of unconditional love, my Lord. Mm, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, beautiful. So what can we expect as far as upcoming live performances? Because I know a lot of listeners and a lot of supporters out there would love to see you perform live.
Oh, well, yeah. So I am based in St. Louis, and I am currently in the middle of a residency with the Kranzberg Arts Association, they have a whole bunch of just venues all over St. Louis, and I perform regularly at the Dark Room, and will be doing so the last Friday of the month until like the end of 2020. So there's definitely time there.
Okay.
Perform there, and that's a free venue, so you can always count on seeing me there, and it's free to get in. You just have to make reservations, and that's me and the Neo Soul, and we perform at the Dark Room, and yeah, it's a beautiful venue. We love to play there. So yeah.
Well, to all the listeners out there, I know you heard the word free, but before you can get in free, you got to go out and get this new EP. So you got to come out the pocket and pay to get this new EP. It is available everywhere as we speak. And also to get the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by, support BB, yes, Lord, on our Instagram page. That's at instagram.com/simplyBB. And nothing is simply about this young lady. She's super talented, terrific voice. Now, everyone has a plan. You must plan your work and work your plan. A quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. What do you have in store for yourself? What are some of the things that you and your team and your band collectively have done and said, this is the course that we plan to take for the rest of this year going into 2020?
Well, we have two practices weekly, and so what we have done now is dedicated one of those weekly practices just to creating. So we have time and all the space and opportunity we need to, come up with our best music and share our best. And so that's what we're working on now, and then hopefully in the future. So when I first started as a band, I had a couple of different members, and they had actually moved, and one of them moved to New York, where I actually planned to move to once I finished this residency. Yeah. So we're actually hoping to carry the band up there once we finish the residency here in St. Louis and try our foot in the big city.
The Big Apple. And to all the listeners out there saying, man, we want to go see her perform live. How do we get there? Plane, train, automobile. And if you're feeling even more adventurous, you can always get on a camel. I don't care how you get there. get there when you can. Lord have mercy. Another one of my favorite songs on the EP is Yes, Lord, All Night. Can you tell the listeners out there about that particular single from the new EP?
Oh, yeah. Well, that one I wrote, I was getting ready to turn 20, and I felt like, you know, I was coming into my womanness. So I wanted to write a more sensual song, but definitely keep the soul and definitely keep just me and my language and how I would say it. Because I'm probably not the raunchiest person. I'm really not. But, you know, I'm like I said, I was coming into my womanness. So I just verbalized it there with that song. And, yeah, I definitely love that one, too.
Now, let me ask you, before you release something like that, I know your mother had to listen to these songs.
Oh,
what
yes.
What was her feedback on that particular song?
She told me, she said it wasn't bad. So I was like, all right. Okay, cool. Mama got she gave me the thumbs up. I'm good on it. Like
green light. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we all have the green light here, vibing the zone. Let's get into it with All Night with the exceptionally talented VB here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Been together a minute. Really feeling this, and think that you're feeling it too. What you up to tonight? Maybe if you have some time, then you could come through. Time and I can't wait to find out what's on your mind.
We got all night,
baby. You ready? What you wanna do? I'm usually in control, but I'm giving to you.
Cause we got
so fine. I'm glad that you're taking it slow. The things that I'm thinking of, whatever's about to happen, nobody has to know.
We both knew this time was coming. Can't be lying no more.
The way I'm feeling right now, I couldn't say no.
Ready.
Let's make this happen.
we've got all night, Lord have mercy, from the new EP. Is that all right? From the very talented BB here in the zone. And remember, family, to get all of these updates, stop by, support her. Follow her on her Instagram page at Instagram.com/ Lord have mercy. Simply.b or simply B.B. Yes, Lord. My queen, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully, very soon, you will make your way down here to Houston. We would love to have you perform here in the studio. Much.
That's all I needed. That's an invite. That's an invite to me.
Anytime, my love. This is your home away from home. I'm thoroughly impressed with your growth. Your vocal range is exceptional.
Oh,
and you just, you know what, and you haven't even begun to tap in to what you can do. In the next couple of years, the world is not going to be ready for you, my love. So much continued success to you. Oh, my pleasure. Oh, and FYI, you took the teddy bear back to a much simpler time when you were in the skating ring skating. I said, Lord, have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, have mercy. But much continued success and have a fantabulous weekend, okay?
All righty. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, queen. Very talented, BB, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And for those who missed the interview, no need to veer. The teddy bear has you covered, children. My lovely chocolate children out there. Rainbow Coalition, Lord have mercy. All you have to do is pull up that app on iHeartRadio. We stream there. Type in LOTO. The Zone. Also on TuneIn, Apple, iTunes, Podbean, you name it. I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill that need. With some more BB from a new EP, of course. Is that all right? With the title track here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
You feel the truth, just fall. Turn on right. Sweetness,
sweetness,
is my weakness.
double dose from the maestro. Your sweetness is my weakness. Barry White here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, family, it's about that time. I know. No need to fear. The teddy bear will always be here. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. Remember, family, you can listen to the interview in its entirety. PB, new EP. Is that all right? We're on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio. All you have to do is type in LOTL, The Zone. And remember, family, get the new EP. Is that all right? And also stop by, support her on her Instagram page. That's at instagram.com/simplybb. Lord have mercy. So it is written, so it shall be done. Closing another show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. Without you, there is no teddy bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire. Yeah, the ballad's been told. Everyone knows. I want everyone to have a fantabulous weekend. Take care of yourself. And also, how foolish of me, a program director is going to get on me and get all the latest updates. Stop by our Instagram page. It's at instagram.com/LOTO Radio, The Zone. Also on Twitter at LOTO Radio. And last but not least, on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/LOTO Radio, The Zone. My goodness, it has definitely been a a beautiful experience. I cannot believe the weekend is here. Lord have mercy. Be safe. Take care of one another. Love one another. And as in always, keep it soulful when you're vibing with a teddy bear in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Thank you. unusual for you to stop loving me.
Thank you.